Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain. We all have sorrow. And when pain comes, undeserved pain, unsolicited pain, I want you to remember, my friends, that God never prunes a dead branch. It is a branch that's already bearing fruit that God permits the pruning process so that it can bear more fruits. When pain comes your way, learn to put it in perspective. Learn to put it in perspective. Don't allow it to define everything. When pain comes and it hurts, hold tightly to your character and hold lightly to your reputation in the midst of the assignment of pain. Always remember who you are and never be defined by what you are or what you do. Because it's true, God never prunes a dead branch. And sometimes, my friend, as you go through this assignment of pain, I want you to understand that sometimes subtractions come before additions. And dismantling comes before remantling. You're not alone. Find someone to lean on. Somebody somewhere loves you with all their heart and everything they are. Pain changes people. May it be your prayer and your experience that when pain comes your way, it will transform you into the very best version of you. Because you see, my friends, sometimes it takes a desert. Other times it takes a mountain for you to get a hold of God, to trust Him, to move from an armchair view of suffering and be promoted by the loving God into a wheelchair experience of suffering. And when you are in the wheelchair, be grateful that at least it has wheels. There's always something that will cheer you on. Because, my friends, for the three Hebrew children, it was the very presence of Jesus Christ in the fire that changed the story. Yes, it hurts, because your flesh is not saved and it will never be saved. Your spirit, he is strong. And you wrestle not with flesh and blood. You wrestle with principalities and powers, forces, and high places. And all the devil wants you to do when you are in the bed of pain is embarrass God by temporary inconvenience of pain. But when you go through pain, my friend, show us the baby. Grow character-wise. Because it's still true, all things work together for the good. For them that love God and are called according to His purpose. Somebody somewhere is praying for you. You're not alone. Find someone trustworthy to lean on and allow them to come into your pain. Just as we do allow doctors, allow nurses to come into our pains when we are all sick. The doctor, we give them permission to come in so that they can fix the pain. And I want you to understand, my friends, when pain comes, unsolicited pain, allow others to come in. Sometimes it needs somebody to walk in your pain for them to give you the prescription to heal you from the pain. You're not alone. And Jesus says, listen, I'll never leave you alone. I got the Holy Spirit. So be encouraged. Go through. Let the pain do and take its process and course. For there's a season and a time for everything under heavens, and He has made everything beautiful in His time. Blessings on you. You may have to cry sometimes. You may have sleepless nights other times. It doesn't mean God has changed. God is not forgotten. Put up with the process, because there's no progress without a process. And you better keep on progressing on purpose. Blessings on you, my friend.